Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Mr. Chairman and delegates, I accept your nomination for President of the United States.
Here's Mitt Romney officially accepting the Republican nomination for President. As the Republican National Convention winds down, the convention and the presidential race are on top. They are number one and number two on this week's list of the items that are hot hits in talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen. We're reviewing this past week, the last week of August for 2012, and the Countdown Show is going to, for you this hour, run down all of the top ten hits. The staff at talkers.com. And the folks that produce this program monitor a lot of the great programs and hosts and shows all across the country. And that's how we determine our list. And in the spoken word format, talk of sports has become a very hot item. And so number 10 this week in the countdown is the preseason for the NFL and a lot of other things on sports talk radio. So that's where we get started. And then at number 9, the death of Neil Armstrong. Still people talking about that in lots of different ways. Lance Armstrong also on the countdown last week and on the countdown again this week, number 8. Number 7, the court battle between Apple and Samsung. Pretty interesting as to who wins and loses in that case. Syria and their craziness, the number 6 item on the countdown. That book about what actually happened in the killing of Osama bin Laden is number 5. The price you're paying for gasoline, number 4. People experiencing Hurricane Isaac and their stories, number 3. And as I said, number 2 and number 1, the race and the Republican convention. Here's Mitt Romney explaining what he believes is wrong with the current occupant of the White House.
For too many Americans, those kind of good days are harder to come by. How many days have you woken up feeling that something really special was happening in America? Many of you felt that way on Election Day 4 years ago. Hope and change had a powerful appeal. But tonight, I'd ask a simple question. If you felt that excitement when you voted for Barack Obama, shouldn't you feel that way now that he's President Obama? You know there's something wrong with the kind of job he's done as president when the best feeling you had was the day you voted for him. The president hasn't disappointed you because he wanted to. The president has disappointed America because he hasn't led America in the right direction. He took office without the basic qualification that most Americans have, and one that was essential to the task at hand. He had almost no experience working in a business. Jobs to him are about government.
A lot of people refuse to believe Mr. Romney. A lot of people refuse to believe Mr. Obama and say they're voting just because it's more against than for. Is that one of the ways you feel? We'll take some calls as we can squeeze them in here at 800-510-8255, because this certainly is the big item of the week, and the convention is something that people want to talk about and hear more about. Here, Mr. Romney runs down his 5-step plan for what will happen when he becomes the president.
Paul Ryan and I have 5 steps. First, by 2020, North America will be energy independent by taking full advantage of our oil, our coal, our gas, our nuclear, and our renewables. Second, we'll give our fellow citizens the skills they need for the jobs of today and the careers of tomorrow. When it comes to the school your child will attend, every parent should have a choice and every child should have a chance. Third, we'll make trade work for America by forging new trade agreements. And when nations cheat in trade, there will be unmistakable consequences. And fourth, to assure every entrepreneur and every job creator that their investments in America will not vanish, as have those in Greece, we will cut the deficit and put America on track to a balanced budget. And fifth, we will champion small businesses, America's engine of job growth. That means reducing taxes on business, not raising them. It means simplifying and modernizing the regulations that hurt small business the most. And it means that we must rein in the skyrocketing cost of health care by repealing and replacing Obamacare.
All right, so Mitt Romney, a couple of excerpts from his statements at the convention. The surprise mystery speaker of the evening was Clint Eastwood, and here he endorses Mitt Romney.
I remember 3.5 years ago when Mr. Obama won the election, and though I wasn't a big supporter, I was watching that night when he was having that thing, and they were talking about hope and change, and they were talking about yes, we can, and it was dark and it was outdoors and it was nice, and people were lighting candles, and they were saying, I thought this is great. I mean, everybody's crying. Oprah was crying, and I was even crying. And then finally, I haven't cried that hard since I found out that there's 23 million unemployed people in this country. And now that is something to cry for, because that is a disgrace, a national disgrace, and we haven't done enough, obviously. This administration hasn't done enough to cure that. And whatever interest they have is not strong enough. And I think possibly now it may be time for somebody else to come along and solve the problem.
All right, so Clint Eastwood thinks Mitt Romney solves the problem. 800-510-8255. Dave in Chesapeake, Virginia, what did you think of Mitt Romney?
Well, I thought the speech was good, and I think that is providential at this time in our nation's history with our problems. We have a man of his background, his experience with Paul Ryan at his side, with his budget knowledge, and I love the line that Mr. Romney said about Obama's promises to heal the planet and lower the water levels, and he said he just wants to help our families. And I think at this time we need a leader, and we've had enough lofty rhetoric.
All right, thank you for your opinion. 800-510-8255. Email is to Doug@DougStephan.com.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
We're fashion retailers.
Wine wholesalers.
A surgical implant company.
We are mid-sized businesses.
We're working with IBM and their business partners.
To fuel innovation and a new economy.
And to wield the influence that once belonged to only the largest enterprises.
Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Let's build a smarter planet.
See how IBM and our business partners are helping to build the engines of a smarter planet at IBM.com/engines.
Join the biggest names in music, film, and television, and the millions who are standing up to cancer. This is the moment. This is the movement. Stand up with us. Tune in September 7th at 8 Eastern, 7 Central on ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC. Check your local listings for cable providers. Stand up to cancer.
We're fashion retailers.
Wine wholesalers.
A surgical implant company.
We are mid-sized businesses.
We're working with IBM and their business partners.
To fuel innovation and a new economy.
And to wield the influence that once belonged to only the largest enterprises.
Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Let's build a smarter planet.
See how IBM and our business partners are helping to build the engines of a smarter planet at IBM.com/engines.
President Obama promised to begin to slow the rise of the oceans. And to heal the planet. My promise is to help you and your family.
Lots and lots of interesting in the sideshow that's there, the crowds, the costumes. We're talking about the Republican gathering in Tampa as the number one item this week on our countdown, reviewing all of the top ten. Here are Calista and Newt Gingrich talking about Ronald Reagan, comparing President Obama to Jimmy Carter.
The Reagan program of tax cuts, regulatory reform, and spending controls worked.
Reagan's belief in small business owners and entrepreneurs is a remarkable contrast with Obama's class warfare rhetoric, massive deficits, and a passion for taxing those who create jobs. The Romney plan for a stronger middle class has deep roots in Ronald Reagan's approach.
Reagan's commitment to reform welfare and to create a work requirement was a major achievement when he was governor of California. His pioneering work led to the historic welfare reform bill Congress and the president passed 30 years later. This bipartisan legislation reduced the size of government, made our country more competitive, and put millions of Americans back to work.
Tragically, President Obama gutted this achievement, and like Jimmy Carter, over 4 years, he produced little effective legislation that brought the two parties together in the interest of the nation. Obama's waiving of the work requirements and welfare reform is just one example of his direct repudiation of President Reagan's values. Obama's proud of what he's done and of his politically motivated partisanship. But he should be ashamed for putting politics before people.
There's an interesting line that will be quoted over and over again. Some people are criticizing Mr. Romney because his speech did not contain anything about Social Security, about Medicare, about Iraq, about Afghanistan, illegal immigration, but their immigration addressed by Newt Gingrich. 800-510-8255. We'll hear from one of our countdown affiliates, and we'll also sort of wrap up on number two, the presidential race in general. Then we'll get on to the other items from number three to number 10. As Talk Radio In Focus continues, I'm Doug Steffen.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value, value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And the constant focus this week on the Republican National Convention, which is number one. Here's one more piece of the pie, if you will. Mitt Romney, as we've heard, urging you to help him rebuild the U.S. economy. From our Countdown affiliate, WJOL in Joliet, Illinois, host Scott Slocum talks to former Illinois Governor Jim Edgar about how important the convention has been for Mr. Romney.
Former Governor Edgar, you were a Republican in a blue-leaning state. You were the governor for, you know, from 91 to 99. Before that, a Secretary of State. How is Mitt Romney going to convince the American people that Barack Obama is not good for this country in his eyes and in the Republicans' eyes, and that he is the person, despite all the stuff that's being thrown out there against him, how can he win over the hearts of America? Because right now, let's face it, they're a little bit lukewarm on him.
Well, they might be lukewarm. I think he hasn't had his chance. I mean, this convention really has been about is a chance to acquaint the American people with the real Mitt Romney as opposed to the one that comes out, you know, by ads by the opposition and all the rhetoric of a campaign. The convention gives the candidate a chance to really kind of talk to the American people. But, I can't think in my lifetime of anyone who has run for the presidency outside of maybe George Bush the Elder, who had probably a better resume to become president, particularly with his business background and times of economic woes that we're facing. And now I think he's got to connect as a person, and I think he can do that. I think Ann Romney started that process, and I think he can continue that. The next important spot in this campaign, I think, for him is going to be the debates, because, again, that gives him an opportunity to really – for the American people to get to know him. There's also, let's face it, the economy's terrible, mm-hmm. and the current president, who's been president now for almost 4 years, has to take the responsibility for a lot of that, and that's going to be driving a lot in this election. So I don't think you'll probably see Mitt Romney look like he's definitely going to win for sure until on Election Day. That's usually true for most challengers.
800-510-8255. Couple of calls on the convention and various participants. Beverly's driving on I-75 in Florida. What are your thoughts, Beverly?
Okay. What I would like to say is we hear a lot of what the president has not got accomplished. But when you have two parties in there, and it's supposed to be bipartisan, and one party from day one says, we're not going to do anything to get anything passed, how do you expect the president to get anything done if you've made that decision before you even get started?
Well,
that's one problem.
Yeah. I think that the problem also is that the other side is the same. Both of them are a problem, and they make a great argument for getting rid of the party system. Thanks for bringing that up. Anne in New Hampshire, let's hear from you.
I am definitely a Romney supporter. I've been following this gentleman and his family for over 5 years, since before he was going to run for president. And I followed him as governor of my state adjoining New Hampshire, which is Massachusetts, while he recovered their deficit while not taking any pay for 4 years. Him and his lieutenant governor didn't take pay, and I don't hear that in the mainstream media. I also did phone banking for him in 2008, and all the folks that I spoke to in New Hampshire, especially Wolfboro, where he has his family home, people that worked for him had glowing things to say, which I got as a person myself on the phone for a candidate. That was nice to hear. And I think that the Romneys will show themselves to be the normal, down-to-earth people that they are. I've met Ann several times at women's groups here in New Hampshire, and the boys are lovely. The family's wonderful. If he is an iconic guy for us to aspire to, him and his family is an ideal. I think it's a wonderfully positive message. And for people that say he doesn't put out there what he wants, he's only being negative, they're only listening to the mainstream media. They need to listen to his campaign, articulation, go to his website, talk about the economy, how he's going to recover it. This is an economy.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
A new study by Fidelity Investments finds that on average, parents plan to cover 57% of their children's college costs, but are only on track to meet 30% of that savings goal. Unless college saving rates increase, families will have to rely on financial aid and other funding sources to make up the difference. Keith Bernhardt is Vice President of College Planning at Fidelity.
Starting to save early is a top piece of advice parents give when it comes to planning for college, and many families are taking this positive step. Establishing a savings strategy early and setting up a dedicated tax-advantaged account like a 529 savings plan can help parents better prepare for future college costs. In fact, awareness of 529 plans continues to rise, and families using these accounts are more on track to reach their college savings goals.
To learn more, visit fidelity.com/college or call 1-800-544-1914. I'm John Tridden.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Moving along now on our talk radio review, the charts for the week of August 27th to 31st. We're discussing the items that, well, now we finished with number one, which is a review of what happened in Tampa this past week. So if you want to hear that again, you go back to the second hour of the countdown show for this date and help yourself. You'll hear all of that review. But before we move into other areas that are non-political, number two this week in the countdown has to do with the presidential race overall. And to my way of thinking, the most important thing that has been said this week actually wasn't from Mitt Romney. Although this wouldn't get me to vote for Barack Obama, it might get some people who are on the fence, who believe that the political system has become enormously corrupt. Of course, both Obama and Romney are taking care of themselves and their campaign. We could probably have a cynical conversation about Obama endorsing overturning Citizens United, the movement to amend the Constitution, overturn the Supreme Court's disastrous Citizens United decision, and the endorsement of President Obama. During that online question and answer forum he had on Reddit this week, the president was asked to do something about the corrupting influence of money in politics, and he said that he would work. Now, whether this is just a statement, it still is important to note that Citizens United has so outrageously, outrageously corrupted the political system. It's beyond comprehension that people are trying to raise $1 billion for Romney and $1 billion for Obama because they can. And another couple of $1 billion, supposedly, well, we're well on our way to it at the moment because advertising, which is mostly done on radio and television in these circumstances, sometimes there's newspaper advertising as well, a lot of online stuff. The amount of money that has been spent so far equals close to $2 billion, and there'll be another almost three, apparently, spent by local congressional candidates and senatorial candidates, gubernatorial candidates. It is crazy. You have about as much say in what's going on here as my dog. So that's an important component and ought to get underscoring from folks
Whether it's enough to get you to vote for Obama or not, that's up to you. 800-510-8255. And number three on our countdown, Hurricane Isaac. Some of the state law enforcement folks, National Guardsmen, spending the latter part of the week running rescue missions by boat and truck to help residents stranded by rising floodwaters in the aftermath of Isaac. At the River Forest Development Center, a lot of residents saw water enter their homes, 2 to 4 feet of it, throughout the neighborhood there. Just as an example of what was going on, trucks and cars were submerged. The water began to recede a bit, but still the levees were... The question is, were they built big enough or strong enough? Apparently they haven't caved in, but... Again, a lot of people now go back to Hurricane Katrina, and they wonder how much wisdom can there be in having just replaced what was there that didn't work in the first place. That then, Isaac was a Category 1. It was a weak hurricane, and because there was so much rain connected to it, it's so obvious that we have such bad leadership and have, not just with Obama, but with the Bush administration, you just got to wonder about the whole process and how we find somebody who really has a clue. They can actually run things or get people who know how to run things instead of making the same old mistakes over and over and over again. Don't you wonder that sometimes? All right, so Hurricane Isaac, number three. Number four, the price you're paying for gasoline. Here's another hose job. And it's getting to be really outrageous. At the slightest provocation, the oil and gas prices go up. And we all know, certainly at this time of year, hurricanes are going to be a force and some of the platforms are going to be closed down. Anything, though, anything that people can use that run these companies to raise the price of oil going up 25-30 cents in some cases in the last 3 or 4 weeks. Here's Talk Host Jimmy Barrett with energy analyst Marita Noon about the prices you're paying.
We see this happen whenever we have a Gulf Coast hurricane where the refineries have to shut down, tankers have to shut down operations to brace for a storm, and that just causes an automatic jump in fuel prices.
Yes, it does, because you know what? Fuel prices are generated really by the headlines. What's going on in the world, such as Iran's situation, the Strait of Hormuz, refinery fires, hurricanes, all of those things are what drive the price up or down, for in a large part.
In fact, we saw gas prices from one local wholesaler reporting yesterday, a midday jump of 7 cents. Just yesterday as a result of what's going on with Isaac. So I guess the question would be, how high do we expect these gas prices to get before they start going back down again?
Well, because Isaac, at least so far, I happen to be sitting in Tampa where I'm attending a Republican convention at the moment. And so from my perspective here, the Isaac was nowhere near as bad as they expected it to be, I realize. But it's certainly not of the scale of some of the really disastrous hurricanes that we've had in America. So I don't expect the jump to be too long. But it's not going to begin to go back down until it's over and we see what the actual damage is. If, for example, there's a couple oil platforms that are knocked out and takes a month for them to get, you know, back up and running, we're going to see a longer increase. So it's tough to know at this point how long the Isaac hit is going to be, but I wouldn't expect it to be more than a week or so.
800-510-8255, that's number four. Comments and conversation on a talk radio program about the rising price of gasoline. Number five has become a real hot potato. A lot of people are very concerned about the information that came from this book. The Navy SEAL has said this is not a political statement. Wrote the book about the raid that killed Osama bin Laden. He's going to be on 60 Minutes. And the excerpt that I have seen from his book, and also the interview is now available. There's a bit and piece of it from Scott Pelley. This guy is a member of the SEAL Team 6, and his name is Mark Bissonnette. And the book is timed commemorating 9/11. Give credit to the hundreds of people whose work made the bin Laden mission a success. Here's Taco's Blake Butler with political analyst Dr. Arrington Thompson about the nature of this book and the SEAL.
So a lot of propaganda out there, folks, about President Obama.
Let me ask you a question. this new book has come out that the SEAL guy has written.
Yeah, the Navy SEAL guy.
Yeah. Seems to be getting under your skin a little bit. What's the issue?
Well, I mean, for me personally, I thought they pretty much took a code of silence. And
yeah.
I thought there was a level of respect in our military and with the Navy SEALs that after they retire, they don't go out and pen books. But I understand that he was pushed by Republican operatives. I understand why he's doing it. He doesn't like President Obama. The White House is not refuting his account of the bin Laden raid. So I guess it's more about that I think that you don't play politics with something like that when you're a Navy SEAL or a CIA agent or anybody else. Now, occasionally they're outed and we find out details, but he was proactive in bringing this out. And he says in this book, every single Navy SEAL that participated in that raid did not like President Obama. And one of them made the comment when they left, like, hey, we just reelected President Obama. Well, there's a reason this book's coming out on Tuesday.
Well, I think that this is no more than the Swift Vote Veterans for Truth.
Hmm.
This is, you know, those were military guys that didn't like John Kerry, and they were willing to say whatever they were asked to say about John Kerry, in spite of the fact that we had other folks that said, no, that's not exactly the way it happened. We had an official count by the military basically say, no, that's not what happened. But we had these folks to stir up basically resentment against John Kerry. That's exactly what I think this book is. I don't like it. I understand these guys are conservative. I understand that these guys, but they did a job. They did it well. But the reason that they did it was because for some reason Barack Obama was able to put together the resources that they needed. They didn't find him in the 8 years after Bush said, you know, wanted dead or alive. And it's not that Bush didn't have the money. It wasn't that he didn't have the will. There was something that Bush did or didn't do that Barack Obama did or didn't do.
All right. Well, then take it for what it's worth. Help yourself. 800-510-8255. Are they right, those gentlemen, or not? The Pentagon's top lawyer has informed the former Navy SEAL who wrote this book that he violated agreements not to divulge military secrets. The result is the Pentagon will consider taking legal action against him. Well, what do you think of that? That would be payback. It would seem to me if Obama was smart, he'd say, don't leave him alone and let the chips fall where they may. If you're a real man, you let people criticize you. You don't take shots like that. That's the way I look at it anyway. You're welcome to add your thoughts. 800-510-8255. In a moment, we move on to the Apple and Samsung legal battle and legal battles for Lance Armstrong, plus what's going on in the Middle East next on The Countdown. Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. It was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
The Pikes Peak region welcomes you back to the beauty of the Purple Mountain Majesty, to the adventure of the great outdoors, to world-class shops, restaurants, and hotels, to our rich history and heritage, to the events, attractions, and culture that make memories for a lifetime. Colorado Springs and the Pikes Peak region, welcome back.
For more information, www.visitcos.com.
Fire ants, fleas, chinch bugs, and grubs are destroying your lawn from above and below ground. End the damage now with Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer. Other leading brands control surface insects, but not root feeders. Complete's two-way formula kills insects above ground, plus penetrates to control below ground pests for up to 3 months guaranteed. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at ibm.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, you dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance. And that should make you and your bike very happy.
800-510-8255. Moving up the ladder here to number six on the Talk Radio Review for this week. What's going on in the Middle East? Here's host Tom Rose with political analyst Michael Leadon. They talk about the tensions rising there in the Middle East.
In the last week, 10 days, the rhetoric has heated up in such a way almost as to force Netanyahu's hand, the rhetoric coming out of Tehran, that is. Why don't you tell us a bit about what's been going on?
Well, the Iranians, apparently feel invulnerable. Khamenei and his people are convinced, that Obama's going to do nothing, which is certainly true, and convinced that Obama has Netanyahu under his thumb, and so he will prevent Israel from doing anything. So Iran simply addresses itself to the fanatics and is calling on them more and more to kill Jews, attack the West, and destroy Israel. And they've been saying that more and more explicitly with every passing day. I mean, what do you expect? I mean, America no longer exists in the Middle East. We have no foreign, we have no Syria policy. We have no Iran policy. All we do is talk and hope that things will be okay. That's it.
Hope and change. 800-510-8255. Number seven, interesting business discussion, but has ramifications for everybody. The Apple versus Samsung decision. Here's host Chris Daniel with Philip Teresi breaking down the court battle.
What the heck do I do with my Samsung Galaxy S2, S3, my Android? Maybe I've got a different kind of Android. What happened? Apple sued Samsung for $2.2 billion, claiming all kinds of infringement. The judge and the court agreed to the degree that they gave Apple a $1 billion award and a whole bunch of restrictions. Although, and this got really lost in the reporting, is none of those have been injuncted. That nothing has legally, there's no injunction at all stopping Samsung yet.
Correct.
And everybody feels that there's going to be an appeal on this, but people are reacting.
Yeah, they are.
I just want to finish with this. The resale market is up 50% on Gazelle.com and other sites like that for smartphones that are Androids. It has already driven the price down, I believe, 20%.
Yeah, it has. And some of that's Gazelle being shrewd with lowering the prices they're offering. Frankly, if you have an old smartphone that you don't need anymore, instead of selling it to Gazelle for $17, please donate it to one of the charities that give them to domestic violence victims. It's such a better use of your resources.
That's a really good idea.
Write it off on your taxes.
For those like me who are ultra paranoid, even hearing something as altruistic as that, how clean can you get your phone before you send it off to somebody else?
Yeah, you can get it completely clean.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyways, prices are going down on Gazelle, and they're going down in the person-to-person resale market. And right. Going on Craigslist right now, you can get some Samsung phones dirt cheap. This is people reacting to the headline and not reading the story.
Apple lost to the Samsung patent infringement lawsuit in Japan this week, not here. 51 after on the countdown.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here as we continue our count from number one to number ten. We're at number eight this week. And discussing Lance Armstrong, it seems to me, is like watching paint dry. How much more can you say about this guy? And as a result of that, let's move on to the number nine item. People still talking about Neil Armstrong and his passing from a couple of different interesting points of view. Here's host Bill Cunningham talking about how it might have been better if Neil Armstrong had been more visible after he walked on the moon.
Assuming 2,000 or 3,000 years go by, the only name will be known will be Neil Armstrong. In fact, known to history, it was Christopher Columbus in 1492, and then it was Neil Armstrong. And those intervening 500-plus years, history will show that no other human being even existed. Now, you can talk about Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Barack Obama, Hitler, whatever you want as some famous or infamous character. But from history's perspective, Neil Armstrong will be the only name that is known. Much like Christopher Columbus. After he discovered America, was roughly unknown and died in poverty. Vincent Van Gogh died in poverty. Neil Armstrong walked around us for 30 or 40 years, and he was basically unknown in this community. I would say 99% of us have no memory or contact, 99.9% of us, with Neil Armstrong at all. And he was the most famous human being of the 20th century. He lived right here. There were times on a Saturday or Sunday when I would drive by his house. Maybe I've done it once or twice a year, just out for a Sunday drive with my wife. We'd drive by Neil Armstrong's home in Indian Hill and just look around and leave. I would never even think about stopping, or if he was in the yard, I would not even acknowledge. I just wanted to say that I kind of had some little connection to the most consequential American who ever lived. And he was so humble. In a sense, NASA could not have picked a better person, and in a sense, they could not have picked a worse person. And it was bad in a sense because it would have been great to have had a cheerleader for NASA. As Barack Hussein Obama is thrashing and cutting in half the NASA budget to pay for more Section 8 housing vouchers, it would have been nice to have an advocate, a greatly respected cheerleader like a Neil Armstrong, to stand up and say no.
That's Bill Cunningham, who does a radio program in Cincinnati, where Neil Armstrong lived. It is pretty interesting. Neil Armstrong avoided the limelight, and there are people who wish that he had. Listen, the guy lived the way he wanted to, but is he the most significant American in the history, in modern history? You can make a good argument, and Bill did do a pretty good job making a good argument there. Okay, that's number nine. Number ten, the NFL preseason, what's going on in sports talk radio. Here are sports host Mike Valenti and Terry Foster talking about the NFL using replacement officials as the referee strike continues.
But it's just come across the wire. It is official. The NFL is opening the season with replacement officials.
Mm-hmm.
And it's official. And I think it is one of the most laughable, gross decisions that we have seen so far in 2012. And here's why. We are talking about the most powerful league in all of sports. A league that makes money hand over fist again and again and again. And that league is so cheap that they are willing to pervert and degrade their own product by putting not just replacement officials, but putting unqualified officials on that field. It is not as if the NFL is getting the best of the best from college, getting a guy that might officiate Notre Dame and Oklahoma. They're putting guys out there from the GLIAC. They're putting people out there from Liberty Park, XFL, UFL, Division III football, and those refs are going to be doing your games. Think about this. With franchises in this league worth in upwards of $2 billion and on the low end, $800 million, you are allowing your sport to have this sham open the season. It's an embarrassment.
Why do all these sports talk host guys, why do they all sound the same to me? Their voices, at any rate, a lot of people are talking about that, and it isn't just on sports talk radio. There are people who think it is an outrage. However, there probably are a few other things going on that maybe are more deserving of your outrage. At any rate, that's it, the review of the top 10 items from Talkers.com and the Talkers.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.